Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. John Hensley's here tonight from NipTuck. Good to see you, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. Oh, 10 sure. o'clock on FX. I saw a season finale tomorrow, by the way. I saw a little NipTuck tonight before I came in.
Yeah.
And I'd only been watching for about 22 seconds when I heard the S-bomb drop.
Oh, nice.
S.
You were impressed.
Pow.
Yeah.
S.
It's cable. Not airways. Cable.
I've been on cable since I was 11. And got to drop the S-bomb.
I know, but you were on a tightly controlled network that is careful with its standards and practice.
Comedy Central.
And MTV.
The
way that, you can call somebody a hoe bag, but you can't say S.
Yes. I know, MTV, they get a cameraman to get on Mechanics Creeper and slide
under
between the legs of 14-year-olds to get a nice crotch shot.
Can't say S.
But I bring up Hitler, we got trouble. Yeah. All right, John. Well, God bless you for being on a network and a program that gets to drop the S-bomb.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky for that.
But no F-bomb, am I right?
No F-bomb that I'm aware of.
Oh, they'll
move. I could be wrong. You
know, it's a slippery slope.
Yes. Yes, the S rolls downhill into the F-bomb. That's what they say. And it's great. It's great being an adult and going, S, I don't give an S, and F you, dude. Did you F him in the A? S, yes. What?
Wait, oh.
Really? Oh, what's that short for?
I just speaking of which, I was thinking to myself, I'm doing a Family Guy voice tomorrow.
Oh, who cares?
Oh, come on.
All right, I'm going to give you your props, but you know what? We need to interview John.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
Hey, John, what's happening?
Not much at all. What's happening with you?
Drew is very impressed because...
I'm excited.
Excited. Yeah. Oh, no, not about the Family Guy.
Oh,
quiet
okay.
down. I got a guest tonight.
All right.
You should be excited about the Family Guy, by the way.
See.
Yeah, I love the Family Guy, too. I got to believe that I'm responsible for getting you in on
that. I have that in my begging Mila Kunis.
Yeah, she's a heavy hitter over there.
And Alex.
Okay, here's the point. Alex Borstein is probably the one to hit up more than Mila. All right, where are we?
Yes. Talking to John.
John, love the show. It's getting great reviews, great accolades, and all that good stuff. Seems like the first season was... Maybe I just think this about every show, but it was good and people it couldn't be ignored. I mean, it didn't get out of the chutes like gangbusters, but it started to sort of there was a buzz.
Yeah, it got a little thing behind it as the season went on. Sure,
and I think it was sort of just once in a while something reinstills my faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. And NipTuck is one of the good. No, I just mean, I like it when a show's just good, and it's good, and it hangs out sort of like the Family Guy.
Right.
It's good, so it deserves to be seen by more people, and it comes back, and people tell other people that it's good. And all the advertising in the world, by the way, when something sucks. Speaking of that, by the way, New York Minute out on DVD tomorrow. I got a note here, Drew.
Thank you.
But all the advertising in the world is not going to make something a hit if it's not... hit worthy. I know we like to think it will, but it doesn't seem to do that.
Right.
NipTuck seems to be the opposite of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something that I could be wrong, but it seems like the audience kind of discovered it, you know, and made it, you know, it kind of got that word of mouth thing.
Organic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of someone throwing a bunch of money at it and buying a bunch of billboards and making it, making everyone know what the show is. People see it. People talk about it. And the finale airs tomorrow at 10 o'clock on FX.
Actually, I don't think it's the finale.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that, but no, I think it's, no.
Yeah, that is shocking, by the way. I cannot believe there's erroneous piece of information on this piece of paper.
That's never happened. Oh, no, wait a minute.
It never doesn't happen.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Did I just get somebody in trouble?
I really
hope I didn't.
Oh, it's too late.
Okay.
We would fire people here, but we can't because we don't pay them. You know what I mean? It's really, it's like firing a, it's like if you fired the hedge in front of your house. You just, it just looks at you and goes, yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere. What do I care? You can't fire shrubs, Drew. Do you understand?
See, John's a nice young man.
You have to drag them out.
Your brother's negativity is freaking him out.
That's not negativity.
Completely. He's a nice guy.
It seems too early for the season finale, though, as I was looking at this thing.
Yeah.
But I'll read what they put in front of me.
All right. Lauren, so the finale's tomorrow?
No. I tend to believe you, John.
Okay.
Lauren, you look it up on the website there and see what it is. Now, there's usually some confusion, and it's usually somewhere in between a total F-up and maybe just a little slip. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, that's tomorrow night on FX. And then you switch over to Comedy Central. You watch Crank Yankers at 10:30. Yeah. That's my show. Yeah.
I watch it regularly.
Yeah. That's right, John. A genius. So you watch that, and then you switch over. And you go watch Kimmel and go to bed.
Good times.
All right, Drew. Oh, and you go out and you buy yourself a New York Minute.
There you go.
Drew's in that
for
movie.
For your kids.
Olsen twins, everybody. All right, so Drew.
Yeah.
Going to be on The Family Guy.
Yeah.
What's up?
Playing a dermatologist.
Tomorrow.
I'm going to record it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't air the same day.
I'll bring my...
Good animation can take up to 3 days sometimes.
I'll bring my best stiff attitude.
Yeah. And who are you playing? Are you playing
a dermatologist,
anybody?
Yeah.
I know, but is Dr. So-and-so? You're not Dr. Drew.
No.
Oh, it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. Do you have your script?
Yeah. It's very funny.
You want to work out some of the beats with
you?
Sure. Okay.
Not right now.
Okay. We're going to hop on the phones. We'll get to the bottom of it. John, what else? Oh, by the way, I was looking at this John's bio, by the way. Horse wrangler in Wyoming for attending college.
This is a part of the country you've probably never really been to is Wyoming. You got to go.
I don't think so.
Were you in Jackson?
No, it was actually in Cody. It was right between Cody, Wyoming, and the east entrance to Yellowstone.
It's so beautiful, and it's like time has stood still.
What, because people drive old cars or?
Horses. Everything's about the horse, right? Everything's about the horse. Everything.
Yeah, and I shouldn't say this over there, but I will. It's one of those places where, you know, people will straight up leave the keys in their ignition for fear of losing them. You know, it's still got that.
Must be nice.
That thing going for it.
It's beautiful.
It would be nice. Think about how much time you spend just sort of battening down the hatches. Is the alarm on? Is this thing zipped up? Do we got this taken care of? Go ahead and pull this. Turn it. Chirp the thing. Get locked out of stuff. Wouldn't it be nice just to leave the keys in the car? It'd be nice to be in one of those Mayberry.
It would be, but now everybody's
going
to roll to Wyoming to steal a new car.
Yeah, but all they're going to get is trucks with gun racks and a lot of rust and the quarter pound.
Yeah, and sheepdogs.
Now, would you wrangle horse? How do you wrangle a horse?
Well, you kind of get behind them on a horse of your own and push them in one direction or the other.
You herd a group of them? Kind of?
I mean, pretty much. I mean, what it was, I worked on a ranch in Wyoming that was a dude ranch / ranch, you know, so it was sort of in the day. You did everything from push a herd to take tourists on rides up in the mountains.
Make omelets and flambé.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds romantic.
It was.
You need to. I was thinking you need to go to that part of the country.
It's going.
Different.
I'll saddle up and go after the show.
Different.
John, show me the ropes. Did you do anything with a lariat?
I did actually.
You
I was.
Did?
I was for a very, very, very brief moment a budding team roper, but I can't.
Really?
I wasn't that good.
Team
I wasn't
roper?
That good. Yeah.
And here's the whole thing about roping. You're better at, you may not have been very good, but you're better at anybody who's listening to the show or anyone you know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me explain something.
That is rodeo territory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Rodeo, you go to rodeos every couple of
days. Rodeo's the biggest sport in Wyoming.
That's why you move. You don't go out there. Here's the whole thing. I look back on my childhood and I figured it out, which is you should, in truth, do this with your kids. I know you're doing it with your daughter and the skating, but it's a little mainstream. But here's the thing. Pick a sport for your kids that other kids can't really ever get involved with. For me...
Curling.
There was always two kids in the school that played hockey. They had the duffel bag
that's
hanging
a huge
out of
sport
it.
Now. No, no.
Yeah,
that's huge.
This is North Hollywood.
It's huge.
They don't have... First off, we don't have access to skating
Panorama
rinks.
City rink. Huge.
No one will ever call you out on it. No, there's no school rink. The school can't show up there. You never get your bluff called. Yeah. You know, one guy, you know, and you get to wear all the garb. One guy was rode motocross. And I'm sure the guy raced XR75s up in Indian Dunes. He didn't do anything. You know, point is he'd show up with a jersey with his name on it. That's it. He's a hero.
He's that guy.
He's the best motocross guy you've ever met in your life. He's the only motocross guy.
I had a guy that's circa 1968 that was a ski racer.
Huge.
No one ever seen that before.
But he's huge, right?
Oh, he was a It's like a freak.
He was 12.
We actually had one of those in my high school. We had a ski racer.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. He was the only one.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
And he's the best.
Yeah, and he lived this parallel life, this life of intrigue. He's like Austin Powers.
And plus, you know, he can embellish his ass off. No one's going to say anything.
We had no idea what he was talking about.
Now, meanwhile, he's probably doing the intermediate level, the junior something-something, and getting a participation ribbon. And coming back like he's Jacques Lefleur. No, wait a minute. Who's he?
Jean-Claude Kiddy.
Jean-Claude Kiddy. That's right. But then,
think about all the hardware and paraphernalia he knew about. My Kneisel Silver Stars.
I got to get my bindings recalibrated. And you're just like, I got to rent bowling shoes. Oh, I mean, listen, in junior high, if you had your own gear, that was it.
Of anything.
Guy showed up with the bowling ball. He was on the tour. If a Caroli shoved the ping pong paddle, you're head of the household. Yeah, okay, here's the point. You get your kid into baseball or football, everyone knows he sucks. And I mean, he plays with that. They get called out every day. We know, everyone knows exactly where he is. Every day at PE, when he gets picked, that's the rankings. You know, they take your kid third, that's where he is.
Yeah.
All right, you pick a crazy sport, roping. That may be my kid's sport. I may get him into roping drill.
Just keep him out of Wyoming.
Yeah, but keep him out of Wyoming. One. Yeah, you can't do the sport that's indigenous to your school.
No, absolutely. You can only own it outside of where it belongs.
You only be the man of mystery outside of that culture.
If you're living in Canada or Buffalo, you can't do hockey.
Right.
You'll get called on it.
Yeah.
You live in North Hollywood and there's nothing frozen for a million miles, you can do hockey.
Yeah.
Get the kid loaded up with the gear.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it'd be? I'm just going to give him a duffel bag, fill it with those packing styrofoam peanuts, and hang a hockey stick out of it.
Just
walking around with it the whole time.
Just
start
paddle.
To buzz. Just a jersey with your name on it's enough. You know what I mean? And then just start lying your ass off about international travel and tours. Always this close to making the Olympics or whatever, junior Olympics. Blew out a knee is always a good thing to work in.
Throw in there, yeah.
No one can ever do it. And once in a while, you just pick the rope up and do something that a 5-year-old in Wyoming can do. We're all impressed.
Absolutely.
All right, let's work on that.
All right, let's take calls.
Let's work on that.
Let's work on that and take some calls.
Let's focus on that.
Let's take some calls.
Dirt bike's good. Stuff that has junk. All right.
Stuff that has junk.
Listen, I knew a
very
guy.
Very well said.
I knew a guy.
That has junk.
He had like an enduro motorcycle. His dad, I almost dropped the F word there. His dad would take him up to up to Gorman to do a few laps in the desert. Bull Taco. He was telling me about running the track at dawn to find every nuance in it, nailing pit girls and stuff. Like, he had this whole crazy.
He was 11?
He was like 13. It took us 20 years to figure out he was just lying the whole time. But because he had a Yamaha jersey with his name on the back, well, he was in.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill my parents. That's enough. Linda?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's happening?
Hmm?
What are you doing, baby?
What's your question, Linda?
All right. I'm done with you. James?
Yeah, hi.
See what happens when we talk to people, Drew?
It's a mistake.
It interrupts my flow, man.
No, I'm sorry. It's my first time calling.
Not you.
No, James, you're good.
What's up?
All right. I have a problem. I have anxiety and I'm bipolar.
Yeah.
And I'm taking lithium and Zyprexa.
Yeah.
And I have ADD, so I was on Concerta for a while.
Great.
But I was like, before I had anxiety, I was able to reach, like, you know, I'd have pleasure when I orgasmed. But,
before you were on medicine?
No, actually, I was on the medication, like the ADD medication, like an antidepressant.
I understand, but you weren't on the Zyprexa.
Right, correct.
Yeah, so Zyprexa can knock you down pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it can? Because he took me off of it for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I was on the lithium.
Yeah.
And I still had the same problem.
Maybe it's a lithium. I've not heard that from lithium, but that's possible.
All right, you know what the best is? Martial arts.
He's saying he can't have, when he has an orgasm, he doesn't feel anything.
Right, but I'm saying you show up in like a red, white, and blue gi just one day, nobody F's with you.
With a bandana?
Yeah, you start talking about your sensei.
I was actually thinking archery.
Archery.
That's another good one because you got the gear.
Archery's good, but.
Have you seen the gear in archery now?
If we catch you without your gear, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Whereas Kung Fu, your weapon.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All you got to do is show up with one of those crazy bamboo sword stick things. Yeah, it makes all the noise just hanging out of your thing every once in a while. And maybe one of those crazy masks with the bamboo, a wicker, or whatever. You're in.
Nunchucks.
You're scary. You're scariest guy anyone knows. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Right, what was he talking about?
He can't feel anything when he orgasms.
James?
Yeah, so, like, now, you know, I'm off the lithium.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, having the same problem, and, you know, I've told my psychiatrist, I think I might have a sexual disorder or something, because I'm off the medication. Like, my body will function, right? Like, it will orgasm and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I won't feel any pleasure. I mean...
Yeah, it's just a mess.
You're off everything? You're off everything?
Yeah.
All right, you ought to see a urologist. Something's up.
Okay.
Something is up. Now, there are thyroid conditions. There are endocrine problems that can come up from lithium, too. So maybe something is off you. You sort of need a medical evaluation to see why this is happening. But you should, you have every reason to expect that you'll be back to normal.
All right. And listen, once in a while, I squeeze one off with nothing.
And you don't feel anything?
Yeah, I don't feel much.
Yeah.
That's rape. I feel like I've been raped by myself.
You at least get like that sort of Cremora powder comes out, right?
I get a little shot of powder, yeah. Yeah, but nothing.
But don't feel anything.
That's frustrating.
You know, if you cut back, like held off one extra time.
Hour? Oh, day?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah. No, just a few. Just knock it down by one per day.
I could, but I'm very superstitious. You know what I mean? I'm like
the world will come off
player.
Its axis or something.
Yeah. I don't want planes to start falling out of the sky.
No, I know, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you got to take one for the team.
I beat off for the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I appreciate that.
But I know, I was thinking, I don't know, like that you beat off and don't feel like anything.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, there's a couple of those life things that feel like chips. And one of them, we talked about this a while, but once in a while you're digging into a piece of dessert, you got a nice piece of cheesecake on there, and the phone rings. Yeah. And so you pick up the phone. Yeah, hello. And meanwhile, you pick away at the cheesecake, but you do it quietly because you don't want to eat in the phone. You just thing. And then you hang up and you look down and the plate's empty.
Yeah,
and you
think,
I just ate a piece of cheesecake.
Didn't feel it.
Rape.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah.
Right? Was that horrible?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there should be dessert eating rooms in your house. They're like sensory deprivation tanks. Like, it's all black. You don't get distracted. There's nothing worse than taking a few bites and not realizing that you did it. You're talking, you're doing.
You're right.
How about just a dessert eating room?
You're right.
It's dark. You just sit there and stare at the donut.
Think if you applied the same focus that you do to your masturbatory rituals, you wouldn't miss a thing.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
Put a little glaze on the donut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying? You're saying I should do something onto the donut?
No, I
don't understand.
Let's talk to
Linda. Move forward, Drew. I don't
You're
like where this
out,
is
man.
Going. I don't like this is going. Linda?
Yes.
All right. What's up? You're 18.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. What are the chances of someone getting pregnant after they've been on a pill for 4 months? And
Remote.
What are you saying?
No matter what whatever follows remote, provided you've been taking the pill properly, you haven't been on any other medications or antibiotics, the possibility of getting pregnant on the pill used properly is remote.
So that's very low?
Very unlikely.
Are you on the pill?
Exceedingly unlikely.
You on the pill? What happened?
Okay. My boyfriend and I weren't using protection.
Mm-hmm. And you're on the pill, but you're on the pill.
That's a form of protection.
That's your contraception.
That's all you need, but keep going. Linda.
Linda. What the hell?
Something
that was weird.
With her phone line? Did she hang up? She got tired of you yelling, remote! Remote!
That's weird.
Remote!
She kind of like...
She got pissed at you.
No, she didn't seem pissed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you can only scream remote at an 18-year-old so long.
Yeah. Before they throw it at you.
You know what happened? She probably had like some drunken stepdad. She'd be sitting on the remote, and he'd just start yelling, give me the remote. You see a belt coming out of his pants, holding a bottle of Jack Daniel's. Remote! Snapping the, beating her up, you know, and all that. Because so when he heard you, it was like a flashback.
Yeah.
That had to be
there
it,
go.
Right?
That had to be. Let's keep going. Move forward. Break it down.
Just break it down.
There you go.
Trying to think of another good sport, you know, for the kids.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get called on. Something in the Olympics is good. Gymnastics is good.
I think curling's the way to go.
Curling's a pussy sport, though.
There's something about bobsledding.
Bobsledding.
Ooh, those little one-man things?
Oh, the luge.
Yeah.
Yeah, one-manner.
What do they call those things? This?
Yeah.
I have no idea what they call them.
It's the luge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strong, but it doesn't scare the other kids.
It's daring.
It's daring.
You know?
That's true. And it's got the same sort of motocross thing, and it's a little daring.
Yeah, you strap your helmet on your bag.
You need a skill. Baton twirling. No.
Swordplay would be nice, though.
Fencing.
That's nice. That's fair, people. Yeah. Christina, you're 16?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, my boyfriend just broke up with me a couple days ago.
How dare he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have sex with him, and that's the only reason why he broke up with me.
What a jerk. I am so sure.
I know, yeah, and now, like, I don't know if I should get back together with him or what.
No, he's a jerk. Let him go.
How old is he?
Confused, but I really like him, though.
I know, but he's an idiot.
How old is he?
He just turned 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long had you been going with him?
About 6.5 months.
6.5 months.
Yeah.
And you want to save your virginity until you get married?
Well, like, it's not that I want to save it until I get married, but, like, I don't know, he's all into having sex and stuff, and I guess I just want it to be special.
And you're just not ready. That's fine. That's fantastic that you know that and you stand up for yourself. Couple things about men, males, but by the time they hit 17, 18, 19, they are under the influence of a drug.
Yeah.
And that's all they're thinking about is sex, and it's not their fault. They're just under the influence. And just come to terms with that, realize that's where they're at.
Yeah.
And if a guy can't have a relationship because of the delirium caused by the testosterone, let him go.
Hold on a second. Let's talk amongst ourselves here. She's 16. They've been together for 6.5 months.
Which is the other
17.
Thing. That's a lifetime relationship for a 16-year-old.
It is.
That's long enough.
Yeah. No, it's long enough.
That's what I'm saying
it's long enough.
No, I'm saying it's long enough. Get on to the next one. Does she sound like she's ready to have sex? No way.
Sounds like she's making... She sounds like the only decision she should be making is a waffle cone or the...
More Jell-O, please.
Cone. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, what kind of sadist gets the old dried up stale waffle cone when it can have the other nice cone, the sugar cone?
I'm all about the sugar.
You know, but those waffle cones, they make them right there in front of you now.
Yeah, but no. The waffle cone.
I mean, the big waffle cone is the big.
No. Here's the confusion. Chris, get on the computer.
There's
Wake
a sugar
up,
cone, a waffle cone, and a cup. And a cup cone.
Cup cone.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the little cupping,
cup.
Little dried-up cup.
The cup cone used to be the waffle.
Okay, well, now waffle.
No. There's
waffle
the sugar cone.
Sugar cone,
that's
which
like
is the waffle.
That's small
thing.
Waffle cone.
Right. I know
and
what you're
then
saying.
The waffle cone.
Waffle cones are huge things they make right in front of you.
Back in the day.
Those
back
cup
in
cones
the day,
were total waste.
The cup cone was called the waffle cone.
Maybe.
And the sugar cone was just a sugar cone.
That may be true.
Right.
Yeah, I got to check into that.
That could be true.
Chris, check into that, buddy. Yeah, please. Yeah,
wafflecone.com.
Now, but here's the point.
What history of the waffle cone?
What kind of sadist gets the waffle cone?
The old waffle cones. Nobody anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How low does your self-esteem have?
They're good for one thing. They're good for kids that can't balance the ice cream. You know, they're too young.
Yeah.
And they aren't going to eat the thing anyway.
Yeah. You might as well just dump it. Put a doily in your hand and just put the scoop on your hand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it'll dry it up. All right. What were we talking about? Christina?
A break.
Oh, yeah. No, wait a minute. Christina.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Adam thinks you should go ahead and have sex with the guy. I don't.
I don't say that, but I'm just saying if you were saying you were going to save your virginity until marriage, that's one thing. But you're saying you want it to be special.
She's saying she's not ready.
You're not into this guy that
she's
much.
She's not ready.
Shush.
She's
you're
not
that
right.
much. Look, it would be special if he was special, but he's not that special.
Well, he means a lot to me and everything. He's more.
Everything means a lot when you're 16.
More into having sex than it being special, and I guess I just want it to be special.
Yeah, good luck.
Man, Chris is like taking notes, like make it seem like
I'm special. Chris has special sex in the like, sort of special Olympics.
A nice dinner,
kind of special.
You mean, right?
What?
Yeah. A nice dinner? Yeah, that's
special.
Yeah, special, yeah.
You know, special, I don't know.
Christina, you're great. You are the greatest.
You're fine.
Hang in
there. You're fine. I'm just saying.
She live in Old Lyme, too? She's from Connecticut.
Okay, I'm just, all I'm saying is get ready for special not to be that special.
But at least at 18, you can deal with it.
Be prepared for
that's
special
18,
to be a letdown.
There'll be no shattering of any illusions at that point.
Okay.
Just
like I said, think special ed. Not, you know what I mean?
Not emotionally special.
That's right.
Think Timmy.
John Hensley is here tonight from Nip Tuck. We're going to find out if that season finale is tomorrow night, Tuesday night on FX. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Engineer Anderson, where
He's
is he?
He's been gone for weeks.
He quit, didn't he?
Did he? Dave. I know it's Dave. It's Ken. These guys do a good job. I'm just
they do
curious
a great job.
Anderson's not there.
No, I'm just, it is a weird thing where
it's been weeks.
No one says anything. He splits, and it's been a couple weeks. And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, no. 2 weeks ago we heard, oh, it's at the Ronald McDonald camp. Okay.
All right. Come on, secure the kitties.
I got to say something.
Go ahead.
It actually wasn't Lauren who was even remotely wrong about this thing. We just got hot off the presses. The FX website says that the season finale is tomorrow.
For Nip-Tuck.
But the thing is, the thing they have listed is from season one.
So it's a season one finale.
So it's a season one finale.
Oh, I see.
Is tomorrow.
Apparently, but it would have to be some sort of rerun. So, So
how do you know? Does it say season one?
Yeah,
finale?
Well, it's got the title of the episode right here that I remember being from.
Doesn't say season
or
one.
Or maybe the
it
website.
It doesn't say season one.
It says season finale in one day. But the episode is listed as this one from last year.
If
this website is anything like the K-Rock website, maybe it hasn't been changed since last year.
That's probably
one day before the season finale.
Well, also, yeah. K-Rock website, I've heard if you punch it up, you get AIDS. I think take it a step further. Not only having erroneous information, you're actually... that was last year.
Last
maybe they haven't updated
that. They were planning AIDS for this year.
I thought they were going to Hep C, HIV. Next year. Maybe I don't know.
They're still with the anthrax.
Oh, okay. But just be careful. Yeah. I see, if you wear one of those respirators and one of those dry suits, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
put some duct tape around that. By the way, can we design anything that doesn't need a little help from some duct tape?
Anything in life?
Yeah, it's like you see the guys going in, they're going to get the anthrax spores, they got the suit on and stuff. Oh, let's put the duct tape around the wrist before we head in. Yeah. Guys boxing, they lace up the gloves, on goes the duct tape around it. Really? It's nothing. Could design a suit that just worked. Got a little help from duct tape.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right.
Same thing with athletic tape, you know, the white tape.
Yeah, got to go around everything. John Hensley here tonight from Nip-Tuck. Not the season finale. Tomorrow.
Although the website
says...
Season finale.
Yeah. Maybe last season.
Right. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, FX. And then it's over to Comedy Central for Cranky.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yep. How are you guys doing?
What's up?
I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year and a couple months. And at first, you know, sex and everything was normal. And I found out that he's kind of into the whole... like rape thing, like he wants me to rape him.
Mm-hmm. He wants you to rape him. That's an unusual one.
That's not being into the whole rape thing.
Yeah, that's just some interesting weird thing he does. All right.
So anyway, I did stuff like that for him, and you know the whole bondage, dress up in leather type thing.
Is there some sort of story you have to act out?
Not necessarily. He just likes the whole being kind of used kind of thing.
Being used.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And anyway, lately, during sex, like, he used to be a cutter when he was younger.
Yeah.
And he wants me to cut him during sex.
Oh, boy. You guys are going down this is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Start off by cutting a fart and ease into the actual cutting. That's what I'll do. I'll start with cutting a fart, and then we'll get into a little cutting.
Wait. You never get past the fart.
I've been on it for about 14 years now.
How old are you?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Myself. Yeah, oh, yeah. Many, many years. Yeah. I was talking about with the ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, Kimmy?
Yep.
Yeah, he's deeply troubled.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, everything else besides that, he's totally normal. Like, well...
No.
Give it time.
No, well, Kimmy, it doesn't
maybe
exist.
Not you guys, yeah, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah. We are the judges of society and normality. And so if it's not normal to us, then it's not normal.
Exactly.
You're saying it's like yelling at a ruler. Well, that might not be 3 feet to you.
Yeah.
No. That's 3 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a yardstick. It decides. We are that yardstick. Yes, Drew?
We are that yardstick.
They just say yes.
Adam.
Yes. We are that yardstick.
We like to repeat things.
Just say yes.
Yes, Adam.
Okay. We'll clean that up.
So I was kind of wondering what I should do to kind of... tell him I'm uncomfortable with it. I've told him, but he keeps, like, asking for it.
All right. That's part of what makes you effed up.
Yeah.
So
what's he do? Work at a video store or computers?
Me?
Him.
Oh, him. Yeah, he works with computers.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
Yeah, he does advertising.
I don't trust him.
Well, just you can say no. It's fine. It disrupts the intimacy. It takes things away. Something happened. He was beaten or something as a child, so he needs to have these high levels of arousal in order to feel sexual. He can learn to feel sexual and intimate with you in a much more direct fashion.
Well, we can, like, normally, and he's totally fine with it, but he just, like, it's just like a fantasy for him. And No.
You're going into a room that he's going to stay in is what's happening.
Fantasy you get on your birthday.
Yeah. The fantasy you don't complain about every day. When are we going to do this? When are we going to do this? That's a preoccupation.
Yeah. John, you ever get the rope out?
I've got a rope
in
my house.
I haven't pulled it out yet.
Yeah.
You know.
A rope and a
work. That's a room I have yet to go into.
Were you getting into calf roping where you do the...
No, I never got into that too much.
I like
what is the team roping?
Team roping's where you basically have, you know, a steer in between two riders. One guy ropes
that's
the head.
That's heavy, dude. That's what
behind.
You get. You lay him down and
yeah. No, that's calf roping where you lay him down in time. Team roping, you two guys.
Well,
go
that's
out
right.
To
one
rope
gets the legs and one gets the head.
Exactly.
And you pull him over,
and then as soon as the
rope yeah, jump off
tight,
the horse, though, right?
No, or that's calf roping.
You still stay on the horse.
You still stay on the horse.
You just got to knock down the steer.
Basically. You just stretch
one
it out.
One guy gets the legs, back legs.
How do you rope the legs when the thing's
you
running?
You set a trap. When you throw a rope on the heels, you don't actually try to catch the heels on the throw.
You step into it.
Exactly. The rope kind of lays across the front of their
heels. You'd be a natural junior high.
Yeah.
You'd have to wear like a Stetson hat.
Yeah.
And that'd be it. You'd be the cowboy guy.
You'd be the cowboy guy. But if you're in the wrong town...
Like I said, you don't do that. You bring hockey to Wyoming, and you do the roping out here in North Helena. It's going to be perfect. Yes?
It's perfect.
There you go. Now just go perfect. Yes?
Perfect.
A little less animated. Yes?
Yes.
Perfect?
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Rob? No, that's enough.
Enough.
Stop.
Stop.
Not kidding.
Okay.
Chris. You should say Chris.
Chris. Robin.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're 25.
Yeah.
What's up?
I actually have had two trips to the psychiatric ward within the last couple of years. The second time that I went in, I had really strange bruises all over my body I didn't bang into anything. I have no idea where they came from, and they were odd places, like insides of my legs, insides of my arms. And then, you know, within a week of seeing them, I ended up in the psych ward. And I'm starting to notice those same kind of bruises again. Last time I was there was a year ago, last July, and I'm kind of wondering if some sort of deficiency in my body could not only be causing the bruises but be causing me to kind of freak out.
I think it's actually a great question. There are various kinds of conditions that can affect your brain and thereby affect your emotional state, and some things like inflammation of blood vessels can do that, and things that may look like bruises may actually be something a little different. Now there also are there's been observed people actually do get something called a painful bruise syndrome, that unexplained bruises in their lower extremities typically when they have psychiatric conditions, and no one really knows what that is. Medicines can do that, and then are you drinking?
Not excessively. I mean, not getting drunk, nothing like that. No.
Why bother? And what sent you into the psych ward?
Just overwhelming emotion. I got to the point of being suicidal.
Absolutely. You deserve a very careful medical workup, Robin.
Well, but is she saying that maybe she inflicted this upon herself?
No, she's saying these things appear and then she freaks out and ends up in the psych ward. And she's asking, could this be a medical condition that precipitates the psychiatric syndrome? And absolutely
really?
That can happen. Yeah.
But also she could be loony and doing it to herself.
Yeah, there's such a thing. It usually happens over. Ask her if it occurs overnight. They develop overnight? Rob, do they develop overnight, the bruises?
Very quickly, within like 2 days.
You go to sleep and you wake up and you have them.
Yeah. I mean,
it's the overnight stuff. Rare condition. It's called like the Snyder Diamond Syndrome or something. I forget the name of it even. The Gardner Diamond. Gardner Diamond. Yeah, I know. Gardner Diamond. It's called the Gardner Diamond Syndrome. And those are typically appearing overnight, and they are more associated with psychiatric stuff, per se. But you'd still deserve a very... It's a very interesting question, Robin. You deserve a careful evaluation.
Let me just get this straight. Everything's normal and hunky-dory. You see these bruises, and within 2 days, you're having a psychiatric condition or a psychiatric reaction to this.
Yeah. I mean, it
requires hospitalization.
The first time I went, the first doctor I went to when I had the bruises before I ended up in the psych ward, he was, oh, you're absolutely bipolar. He put me on lithium. And I went to get a second opinion from a psychiatrist, and he was like, I'm not so sure. So I was just kind of confused. I didn't know if it was a physical thing or a mental thing.
You need to see a hematologist.
Hematologist, okay.
And maybe a
rheumatologist.
What's that?
They did do blood tests at the time.
I know, but you may need some more sophisticated testing. So,
okay.
All right,
baby doll. Good luck.
Have you ever been stumped? Honestly, have you ever gotten a call where you thought, I have no idea?
He's never stumped. He's wrong most of the time.
Wrong.
He's never stumped.
Wrong.
Just gives out erroneous information, wrong. But he never says he's missed being stumped.
Really,
but
I mean, fascinating.
You know, people only, you know what I mean? You, when you practice medicine, they only come in so many varieties. You've seen it all a million times. And,
so you've pretty much seen and heard it all.
Yeah, it has.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. John?
Yeah.
Well, he's seen a thousand faces.
But we've never had that call, by the way.
No, we've never had that call.
So, and actually, I'm calling upon something I saw in medical school.
Really?
That's when I saw that syndrome.
Medical school.
And interestingly, somebody just brought it up about 2 weeks ago, a patient of mine who had this syndrome but was a severe alcoholic, and clearly the bruises were from his liver dysfunction. But it made me reminded me of this medical school case I saw, and now here we have a question about it. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it is.
We haven't had, in 20 years, never had that question.
Now, when you were in medical school back then, they believed the heart was really the mind, right? That did the thinking, that controlled.
Yeah, the heart was the seat of the soul.
Seat of the soul.
And basically, the brain was sort of like a refrigerator, just to control the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the thing that sits on top of an old freezer,
right? The ice
coil.
Coil, yes.
Yeah, and the heart would do that. And they believed people were hollow, I believe you said, for the first
No.
Two
you're
years
filled
of
with bile.
Oh, bile.
With humors. Humors.
You're right. All right. That was the first couple of years.
4 years, yeah.
Of medical school. I'm just saying, there was a change at a certain point.
Oh, yeah, you guys. Right. Well, that's later.
Went from candles to incandescent lighting at a certain point. Yes? Guys would read from scrolls.
Well, Galen was actually one of my teachers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So it was... After
he finished up with the Roman Senate, he started teaching medical school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you actually met Hippocrates? Is that true?
No. He was ancient. He'd been dead for many hundreds of years at that point.
Hundreds of years,
yeah.
Interesting. I just thought it'd be, if you could meet the guy who actually
came
up with the
oath. But he'd been gone 300-400 years.
How did the guy who invented the snake on the cave?
That was Hermes.
Hermes.
Yeah.
We got the herpes?
Hermes.
Who invented the serpent on the stick?
Actually, it's the...
couldn't you guys do better than
the guys, by the way? The guys that turn salt to gold.
Alchemists?
Alchemists.
He was an alchemist.
Used some of that stuff.
You had an alchemist as a professor? Yeah. How'd that go? And what is the serpent on the stick going up that cane?
There's a lot of different theories about where it came from.
What's it called?
I can never pronounce it. I'll look it up for you, the prince.
You told it to me many years ago.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're going to do that, scares people, everybody.
That staff?
The snake on the old man's cane.
Yeah.
There's two things we don't need to see. We don't need to see the feeble cane.
I think
and
it actually
snake
the
going
original one was actually in Egypt. There was one snake around a staff.
Yeah.
And the Egyptian Chris is standing up saying, "Let's get out. Let's show frisbee."
That's all I'm saying.
I'll go look it up.
Go look it up.
Okay.
Let's take a little break. John Hensley's here tonight from Nip/Tuck, Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock on FX. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. John Hensley here tonight from Nip/Tuck on FX. 10 o'clock Tuesday nights. Before we left, Drew was, we were talking about the staff or the cane that had the snake, the serpent winding up it. Yes, Drew?
Yes,
the sort of medical symbol.
The two snakes with the wings was something arbitrarily picked up
by Van Halen. That's the Van Halen sign.
No, that's the magic wand of Hermes, which would become the Caduceus.
I think I rented that.
which was associated with The Alchemist, and it was arbitrarily picked up in 1902 by the Army in the United States. Before that, it had been the staff of Asclepius.
Asclepius.
And yeah. Which was a single snake around a staff, a knotty staff. And that mm-hmm. came from the Greek stuff.
What about the Caduceus?
Caduceus is the two snakes with the wings.
That's Hermes. The two snakes.
That's Hermes' things.
Oh, come on, buddy. Well, what's a Caduceus then?
Caduceus is what was arbitrarily picked up by the
United States. Doesn't mean anything.
It's just, yeah. It's just a staff of Hermes.
The Hermes staff is a Caduceus?
Yeah.
All right, get over here. Teenagers are killing themselves.
If you
want to
know, it's described in the story of Tiresias of Poulenc.
All right. What? That's enough. Brad Pitt's going to star as Caduceus.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I wanted to be Hepatitis in the upcoming series.
You're Crapoleus is what you are. Let's go. Here we go. Let's break it down now. Let's get it together. Let's get a hand in. Let's do a show. Can we do a show?
Without information? Yeah, of course.
Let's help the teens. Yeah. All right. John?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
Can you remember anything that Drew just said?
Like what?
Yeah. Perfect. Good times.
Go ahead, buddy.
Basically, I was dating a girl for about 3.5 years.
To what for 3.5 years?
Seeing a girl for 3.5 years.
Seeing a girl. All right.
Well, I was dating her for 3.5 years. I mean, I kind of did something stupid. I mean, things were going good. We had gone to high school together, but I at the end of the relationship, she caught me taping her.
At the end of the relationship?
Well, I should say that's kind of a good reason why it ended.
The taping ended it. The discovery of the taping caused the end.
Was it on the way out anyway?
No. She found it and she...
What do you mean she found it? What were the circumstances?
What was on it?
No. Did she find a tape?
This is either bogus or John is just colossally stupid and has trouble tracking.
Well, let's see if we can get something out of it.
I don't know.
Give me a minute.
It's the handball against the drapes thing. And I can't stand talking to people.
Right. John?
Yes?
You're saying she found a cassette?
Well, it was on a web... It wasn't on a website. It was on a web camera.
A web camera that you recorded onto your computer?
Did she find the camera?
No, she found it on my computer in the file in the computer.
Ah.
And, I mean...
Quaint. It's a new twist on an old theme.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Asclepius and
Drew once Caduceus. Had one of those amusement park sketch artists hidden in the closet. Got a shot of him having sex with a chick. So the problem is she was on a skateboard. And their hearts coming out of her head. Drew wasn't in the picture. It really turned out to be a huge waste of money for you, Drew.
Yeah,
but that's what we had back then.
But it was
then.
A great likeness.
That's all
looked
we
just
had.
Like her.
But huge teeth.
Yeah,
but that's all we had.
Yeah.
We didn't have this webcam, you understand? That's all we had. All right, John. How did, I barely believe you, John, but how did you let her find it on your computer?
Oh, I didn't let her find it. She basically went through my files and found it herself.
Why was she going through? I know you didn't present. Idiot. Why are people so goddamn stupid to call?
Well, at least he proved what the problem was.
She went onto my computer, went through everything.
He proved
and then
that he wasn't
found,
bogus. He proved that he was just dumb.
All right.
He showed himself. Here we go.
I know she found it, but look, when you've done the webcam and got the picture of the old lady on the computer, you don't let her near the computer.
I know.
Now, how it...
I understand that, but I had it in a file, which was in the file within the file, which I thought no way she would be able to find it, but...
What was it marked? Was it marked something good? Do you mark files?
I marked it like 001 something stupid, but, but basically the fact is, you know, it's like when she found it, and I think she was trying to find an excuse.
All right, here's what you mark it. World War II trivia. They run out of the room with their eyes bleeding.
Korean War.
You're a chicken pie. Just saying, Korean War, friend or foe. It just,
The Pueblo crisis.
That's right. Yeah, just put something that has war. The Korean War is even more boring. Yeah, that's good. They'll never look at that. Never. Never. Cause it's impossible, because otherwise they would know something. John.
Basically,
so she found it.
Yeah, she found it, but she had this, like, hate towards men because of her dad. and I think she was trying to find an excuse to find something against me. And it's like,
all right, that's enough. You guys are broken up. You're an idiot for taping her or filming her. She's got issues with men. It's been 3.5 years. That's enough. Fine. You're broken up. Break up with her.
Before the bogus comes on, let's get rid of
it. I don't believe it.
It didn't seem right to me. Something's wrong with that call. It is enough detail to see it through, but yeah.
Mm. But anyway, look, the point is you guys have been dating since high school. He says high school, but he's 23.
They knew each other in high school, then they dated.
Okay, yeah. That's enough. Yeah. You're broken up.
And she hates men, for God's sake.
And you have a penis. Christopher?
Maybe.
Hello?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's the question?
My question is for Dr. Drew. I explored anal sex with my girlfriend just a couple days ago, but I talked to one of my buddies, and he says you can get hepatitis from anal sex.
Mm-hmm. What about it, Drew?
We'll address that after the break.
All right. Well, look.
Christopher can wait 3 more minutes before he gets the answer to that question.
Yeah. If you can get it from, like, sharing a hors d'oeuvre toothpick with somebody, the cornholing, I would say. By the way, you can get stuff that hasn't been invented from anal sex. Yeah. If you can get it, you can get. I think you can pass, like, lung cancer.
Create anal sex. Anal sex.
You actually create it. Yeah, God just sort of looks at it and goes, give him a little tumor. All right. Let's take a little break. John Hensley here tonight from Nip Tuck, Tuesday nights on FX. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. John Hensley's here tonight from Nip Tuck on FX. Thank you very much. Tuesday nights. Yes, Drew.
Yes, Adam.
What's going on? You're on the computer? See something you like?
I'm still trying to find the Egyptian connection with Asclepius. I know it's there.
Stop striving for excellence, Drew.
Kick back. Curious.
Spark up a ball. Let life pass you by.
Somebody asked me, I was talking to somebody last night, and they go, is Adam a pot guy or alcohol guy? And I go, oh, please. Red wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. How dare you?
I'm pot of call. I'll take them both. Now, here's the thing. I don't really smoke weed anymore.
Yeah.
I can't get into it. If I'm at a party and there's a joint going around, absolutely. But I just sit around and smoke pot anymore. It's too much thinking. Give me a little red wine. I got to wind it down a little bit. You know what I mean? Got to reel it in just a little bit.
Did you say give me some red wine once in a while?
No. All the time.
Every night. Yeah.
Every night. Yeah. Every night. It's my medicine.
Yeah. It's good for the heart.
It's good for the heart.
Medicine.
It's
my medicine. Medicine.
But a little weed at a party's nice. You know, the joint. You know what I mean? Weed's too good now, though. I don't think I could take a bong load. Yeah. Get too loose.
Freak out.
You know? Freak out, man. Know what I'm saying?
Right. Freak out.
John, you like booze? You like weed? You like, what do you?
I like neither.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. Me neither. It's my thing. I'm high on life, but you don't like booze?
No, not too much.
You'll get into it. How old are you?
I'll be 27 this month.
You'll get it. You know what? I wasn't into it when I was 27.
Really?
Now, it's a problem. Yeah.
It's a progressive condition.
It's progressive. No, it's spinning out of control. I'm drunk now.
Any day now.
Drew, get me some booze. Go, I don't care what it is. Kerosene, whatever it is. Rubbing alcohol.
Alcohol.
Whatever. Sterno.
Mouthwash.
Yeah.
Vanilla extract.
Here's the thing. I think I started drinking red wine until I was like 31, 32, something like that. Let's just say, leave the window open for booze.
It always is.
Okay. All right. Good. Christopher?
Always is.
Yep.
You're 23?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
This is the anal sex thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Had unprotected anal sex with the girlfriend.
Yes.
And you want to know if Hep C can be passed that way? Did I make that up?
Yeah, because I heard from my buddy that it's possible.
Well, if she has it, does she have hepatitis?
I don't know. We actually, during the 2 years, we have not been tested.
Well,
is she an IV drug user?
She used to blow lots of coke, but that's about it.
But never shot it?
Nope, never.
So it's unlikely she has Hep C. But yes, Hep C, she'd be more likely to get it from you than you from she. But yeah, you can get it that way. You also can get hepatitis B, though there is a vaccine for that out there. And if you're going to be engaging anal sex, I would certainly encourage you to get that vaccine.
Yeah. They got to...
And then there's rectal fistulas and fissures and abscesses, all kinds of wonderful things that women get around the anus that, for some reason...
Yeah.
I guess there will be cumulative pathology. Things with that area is going to break down. I showed you the vaginal prolapse the other day. That freaked you out. You have rectal prolapse too.
You mean if that area gets used and abused too much as a youngin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When I say youngin, I mean younger person, not nine, but
no, right.
11.
It all kinds of lovely things can happen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, you're asking for trouble if you put too many miles on that area. Once in a while, you go out and take it for a spin. But
that's your policy.
Then a nice sitz bath and some red wine and a little reefer. Something to take the edge off.
Don't you need that to sort of relax that area?
I do at the beginning to dilate it. Dilate it. Use a hair dryer.
A hair dryer?
Yeah, dilates it. Don't ask me. It's like one of those, it becomes like a camera aperture. It's like a Bond door or something. It just opens up. James Bond movies. Yeah. That's what happens. You hit it with the...
like the beginning of the James Bond movie.
Yeah.
The aperture.
You hit it with Lady Remington, the 2000 series.
Do you actually in with the wand there?
Eventually, I can get
eventually,
it in there.
Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You use acrylic cylinders leading up to that, though, yeah?
No, I just hit it with the dryer and it just starts to open up.
Okay. What was it we decided a used anal plug was called? Remember we had a term for that a couple nights ago?
I can't remember what
that?
I can't remember what a used butt plug is called. I do know there's certain things where you get a discount, and this is definitely one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why not?
Drew. New first, scraping the glasses on the microphone.
Yeah.
Usually just punch it.
No, we're getting creative.
Wow. All right, let's keep it rocking. What do you say, John? Let's go. Let's focus now. Let's break it down. Get a hand.
John Hansley, Nip Tuck.
Yeah, Nip Tuck. Nip Tuck. Had a horrible gym coach in junior high named Hensley.
Oh, really?
Really?
Nasty guy. Getting kids in headlocks, screaming at everybody. Had that weird Marine haircut.
Ooh.
Yeah. This back in the day, too. Everyone else had long hair. Mean. Scary. It's like tobacco chores. Yeah, just back when it was okay for... Like, here's how the rules went in my junior high. There was no corporal punishment of a child, but a gym coach could whack you around a little, and that was kind of understood.
I remember in fourth grade watching a gym coach tell a child to bend over, and the kid was like, what? Bend over? Screaming, bend over.
Nice.
And then came running at him and just kicked him as hard as he could in the rear. 9 years old.
I know. Nine? Really?
That's insane.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how things were, huh?
Oh, well, here were the rules, basically. Regular teacher could not really physically hit you, but they could grab your collar and kind of, it could straighten you out a little bit. Gym coach couldn't make a fist and punch you, but if they needed to strong arm you a little bit,
had a paddle too. Remember that?
Yeah, gym
out a bat. Basically,
gym coaches were essentially the dad of the teacher family.
Grandfather.
Like, yeah, they're the crazy enforcer.
Yeah,
the
sure. crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like sort of wait till your father gets home, then we'll see how smart you are. That kind of thing. Yeah, that was the gym coach. Yeah, Mr. Hensley one time, this kid was like monkeying around. It was raining, and he was standing by the downspout, and he was screwing around in the water or something. And Hensley did one of those things like, hey, get off the field there. It's raining. Bring it in. And the guy kind of looked at Hensley and kept screwing around. Oh, no. And big headlock and throwing him. The crazy talk while they're inflicting.
Yeah. I told you.
Don't make me. And it's as if the kid's struggling, but the kid ain't struggling. Yeah. It's sort of like what a cat does when it kills a lizard. Yeah. It whacks it one time. It slides, and then it pounces on it again it's trying to escape. It's like, no, it's dead. You just knocked it across the linoleum. That's all.
Yeah.
It's not going under its own power. You did it. Like, they do it in a headlock, pulling the kid. Don't fight with me. The kid's a ragdoll, by the way.
And 3 feet tall.
And there's nothing. And by the way, kid didn't want to tell his parents back then because if dad found out, might give him another shot. What are you disrespecting Mr. Hensley for? Ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
That's all right. The kid had it coming. And look, better than how it is now, right?
No.
Calling him by his first name and telling him he's going to sue him.
No, that's not good.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not good, but all the kids I saw mistreated did not turn out right.
Oh, please. Please.
I mean, they were already going down a path. But
they're fine. How about that kid where the guy got a running start, kicked him in the ass?
Did not turn out good.
Where is he? Is he all right? kicked them right into
therapy. Treatment, yeah.
And tell me if I'm wrong, but it seems like kids like that, it's not just at school where they get it. It
right.
sort of surrounds them.
Of course.
Them
they bring it on. Yes. They recreate that kind of abuse everywhere they go.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's sort of something they bring to school with them from
they
home.
Bring it on.
They get in everyone's crosshairs. Yeah. They get on everyone's last nerve. And then later on, it goes from teachers and PE coaches
to police.
Cops,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And gang members and things like that.
Yeah.
And girlfriends and like and boyfriends of ex-boyfriends of girlfriends. Everyone just starts beating the crap out of
right.
them.
Right. Bar rooms, problems, things.
Yeah. Crystal?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes.
What's happening?
My boyfriend's penis is really small.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have sex, I can't feel him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know if there's any positions other than me on top that would work.
Huh. How big is he?
Like height-wise and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What's he coming in kilos?
Volume? Displacement?
How big's his penis, goofball?
No, four, maybe 5 inches.
Mm.
Five and a half is normal.
Mm. Mm.
Well, no, probably four. I haven't measured it. I don't know.
Yeah. And women, this is why they can't parallel park, have no idea. Look at this pen. How long is it? 9 feet? An inch? I don't know. 26 feet? 2 miles? An acre? I don't know. Stump. That's why they can't. So they can't do it.
What is it like? That's like 7 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six and a half, seven.
Check and see what.
Yeah, you're good. You're calibrated. John?
I give it six and a half, maybe.
Yeah. That's
something
fine.
Like that.
Yeah, so guys can do this. Chicks, you can't do it.
Yeah.
My wife wanted to cover the pool up once or make a dance floor on it. It's like,
dance floor on the pool? I see, for party. Yeah.
We'll put a piece of plywood on it. A piece of plywood that's 4x8. Yeah. that's not going to do it. Think it's like Olympic sized swimming pool, probably. Yeah. What are you getting, 2 pieces? No. What the hell's wrong? What's going on? Drew, check her for a tumor.
I think we need to, yes.
It's good. You do the flashlight and put it. Do that thing where you track with the eyes and see if they get too wiggly to some point, like the cops do on the side of the road.
The optic disc, line two.
Piece of plywood. Oh, my God. Crystal.
Yeah.
All right, so a small penis.
And I understand, which I have no, I can't understand where your question's coming from. Why haven't you tried different positions if you're interested in finding different positions?
She's angry and she just wants to talk about it on the radio.
It's missionary, like regular, doesn't work. He's always coming out.
All right, but hold on a second. How many of us have been banged by a guy with an extraordinarily small penis? Okay, John? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, what I'm saying is we're not really qualified to tell you which, when I was reverse cowgirl on top of my dude.
Wait, really? Let's think about this. Actually, an interesting thing I'm just thinking here. Really?
What's the deepest penetration?
But there are three basic positions, right?
That's right.
I mean, that's it. Everything else is just sort of variations, sort of on that theme, right?
Right.
I mean,
what's the deepest? Okay, what position do you tell them not to get in when the guy has a huge penis? Aha.
Probably a doggy.
Probably a doggy. John, going doggy?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's flip over.
I concur.
Flip over the cards. Yes, doggy. Where's the bell? Where's the stupid bell? All right. Wait a minute. We're talking to Crystal.
What were the contestants in those days in the old
Arlene Francis?
Arlene Francis. And
all right.
Who's the guy that ended up in being John Malkovich?
No.
I'm
going to think of it. All right. Here's the thing.
I got to look it up.
I'll figure it out for you, Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he give you oral sex?
Yes.
He does. Is he good at it? Good at it? He is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have an orgasm?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like your dad?
Yeah.
You do. And you like him. You like men and you like your boyfriend.
Yeah, I love him.
Are you worried that it's not satisfying him like when he pops out like that?
No, it's not satisfying her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, both. Because he always apologizes and then.
So you do want to find something that doesn't embarrass him, a little smoother action.
Doggy.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because it doesn't work. He can't.
Can't make it. You got some ass on you?
No.
He can't make it from the rough to the green. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if he's a bigger guy. So I don't know.
He's got the big.
He's got a gun on him.
Oh boy!
Hold on a second.
Oh no!
I'll tell you that is bad times at the gym.
Oh yeah,
that's bad times at the gym.
Yeah, that's the turtle penis.
Yeah, when you got that. And by the way, I believe this is why fat guys don't. You know, everyone's like, "Hey, you got to work out. You got to hit the gym." It's like, not with this thing. I got a purple thimble, basically super glued to my paunch.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No one needs that.
Well, you know, that comes
the
from...
The testes start to shrink up,
forget
too.
The fact that the penis, the gut, starts to overtake the penis.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
You never want that.
Yeah. There's that, but there's also the elevated estrogen levels from all the fat. Adipose tissue. Estrogen goes up, penis goes down. Testes go down.
This guy's all areola and penis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad times.
It's kind of there's always that double panis too. That's a nice look.
All right, wait a minute.
Yeah, but a nice place for a belt,
Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes.
How overweight is he?
He's 6'3" and probably 280.
Oof. Mm. Got some.
With a small penis. There. Oh my god.
How about he works on the weight?
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe that would.
Help. Oh, that would it help. Helps. Yeah. It helps. Yeah. It helps. You rarely. Okay, so he's got the big gut on him. He can't go doggy. He's got to work on his weight. He's a young. He's a young.
By the way, he could do the doggy thing too. He could.
Yeah, just pick the gut up, set it on your back.
Lean, get your back.
Crystal, how old is he?
He's 23.
All right, he's got to work on the weight.
For his own health.
God bless
well-being.
You for being with him.
Yeah.
You work on the weight.
He does good oral. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Here's the whole dealio. We haven't really talked about this, but you rarely see a really bony, skinny guy with a small penis. At least it looks medium.
Yeah,
you don't notice it. You don't notice it. Oh, you know it's a comment. You know it's a combination. Once while I've seen it in the porn films, the black dude with no waist. His waist is. From one hip to the other, love it. From one hip to the other, 9 inches, really, literally nine inches, and then 11 inches worth of dong is hanging between. Like if you broke his penis off, you could use it like a belt. Like you know the brothers that just don't have hips.
Right.
Like it just heads in. Yes, yeah. It just I don't know how the pants stay up, but it just heads in. There's no lump. There's no bump. You don't know where the belt goes. It just heads in, and then the big dork on top of that. Little Audi belly button and a veins and a, you know, washboards, abs and all. You got that. Here's the thing. I talked about this before, but it's been a while. Picture the mailbox on post.
You know, you're kind of scaring me a little bit. I mean, that's become your preoccupation, your porn viewing. You've gotten away from the chicks with the big boobs.
Yeah,
the skinny black guys with the big dorks.
That's my thing.
That's your thing.
I think that's a red wine talking, too.
Oh, yeah, could be.
Yeah.
God knows.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scared me.
No. Come on, I'm a big boob guy, Drew.
Yeah, I know, but that maybe is a ruse for the extra male hiding behind the sensitive male.
No. Here's all I'm saying. You got the picture this, John.
I'm with you.
You with me?
Yeah.
Mailbox.
John Hensley. Nip talk.
Everybody.
Hopefully he'll have a job next year soon.
He's going to fine.
Maybe.
I have to be on this show.
I heard the S word on the show tonight. It's a filthy show. All right. You have the mailbox. It's on the lawn. It's on the post, on that 4x4 post that's stuck in the lawn. You let all the grass around the post get high, and the post is going to look short. You trim it up.
I do.
You trim it up.
It looks longer.
Sure. Get that area around the joint. Push it. Get it down. And trim some of the pubes, too.
Keep it down.
Looks bigger.
Cut the grass.
And take those big mounds of dirt. Like, and now what this guy has is a mailbox post with three big mounds of dirt all the way around.
It's been a mudslide.
Just
overtaking the thing.
Overtaking it. And now there's just a tip sticking out. Mm. Get rid of
that. Purple thimble.
Yeah. That's right. All right.
Oh,
the panis.
Yeah.
Elizabeth?
Wow.
Yes, hi.
What a discussion.
Important.
Hi. So proud.
I'm so proud.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth.
Drew preening over here from that discussion we just had.
What's up?
I know, I was listening to that. It was funny.
Powerful stuff.
Very powerful.
Go ahead, baby doll. You're 18.
Yeah. Okay, so I've been with this guy for like 3 years. I was 15 and he was 16. But, I mean, it's been 3 years, and he still doesn't want to have sex with me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the reason?
Normally you'd think that since he's a guy that's what he would want.
Well, we kind of, I go to, yeah, here's your girlfriend's listening to you, or the guy friends who put you up to this listening on the other line. But
got a little bogus. Yeah, when it's not just a pickup, but when her goes, normally you'd think he's the guy. You think that's what he would want.
Anyway.
She's selling it to her.
Yeah, anyway. Two ways you go with it. There's some reason with him, or he's a keeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like,
he could either be a keeper because he's waiting, or I could just leave him.
Yeah. Yeah, John?
No, I mean, I don't think it's one or the other necessarily.
No, that wasn't what I was referring to at all, in fact. That's what your bogus call mine.
This feels bogus to us, Elizabeth. Is there a guy? Who's the guy in the room? Yeah. Somebody put you up to this.
Put me up to this?
Yes, put you up to this. I am calling you nothing more than a puppet in the hands of a man who's interested in bogus calls, who's on the other line.
Elizabeth? Are you there? Gone.
All right, she hang up?
Seems like it.
All right.
Elizabeth? There we go.
But did she actually hang up?
I don't know.
Sounded like it.
Brian, get back on the horn with her. We'd like to talk to her.
People have many different reactions when we call them out as bogus. Usually, they make some sort of half-hearted, semi-retarded defense of themselves, oftentimes by repeating the last word I said.
Right.
I think this is a bogus phone call. Bogus phone call? Yeah, that's
who's the guy that put you up to this? Put me up to this?
Then there's a lot of silence.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of just deer in the headlights.
I can smell
wood burning. Yeah. Like, a lot of processing going on. If people don't think on the fly too quickly on this show, it's like, And lots of probably exchanging looks from down the hall with the guy who put him up.
Yeah, there. They're like, doing the thing where they hold the phone away and they go, God. Oh no! What do I do now?
And he's doing the stretch thing, and sometimes the wrap it up and the stretch thing, and then they just spaz out and hang up. That's good. What is it? How come chicks don't have the bogus call gene?
It's an aggressive thing. It's an aggression.
Yeah, it's like they're not good with crime until a guy drags them into it.
Right.
Once in a while, they can be an accomplice, but it's not their idea to do it.
You know what it is? Women are not into senseless things. You know what I mean? What's the sense of calling a radio show and saying something bogus?
I mean, it's
senseless. Or calling somebody out of the blue and doing a bogus call. It's like, huh?
Yeah.
Women are like, wait a minute.
I know, but on the other hand, they'll spend $1,800 for a handbag.
Different kind of senseless.
I know. It's worse.
Yeah.
It's a scare. Guys like to torture other guys.
Yeah. Even if they never see them or meet them.
Absolutely.
Just at a distance, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, this is guys, we like to provoke people.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive thing. Tug people's chains.
Aggression. Yeah. Senseless aggressive acts.
Right.
For women, aggressive acts revolve around diamonds and leather.
Yeah. And they got to want, the claws will come out, but they got to have a reason.
Yeah.
Try to get rid of a chick.
It's not senseless. At least
to a guy. All right. Let's take a little break. John Hensley here tonight from Nip Tuck, Tuesday nights.
When we return.
When we return, who are we going to talk to? Germany or Florida. This is huge.
Oh, wow.
All right. After this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Matthew Lillard in here a little bit later in the week. John Hensley here tonight from Nip Tuck.
Nip Tuck.
Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock on FX. Heard the S word on, so it's got to be good. Drew, get over here. Come on, buddy.
The S word. Well, on its way to the F word.
Speaking of soon.
Yeah.
On our website. Yeah, it was Matthew Lillard. I pulled up last night. I pulled up to the studio last night about 9:50. Well, I'm still in my car about 9:54.
Yeah, it's about 9:57. You got out of the car.
No, about 9:54. I pulled in. That was early. Mm. And there's a guy standing out front with. I could tell he was one of my spazzes out there. What do I call them, Drew?
Spluzers.
Spluzers. Part spaz, part loser.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, part spaz, all loser. When I get the picture of Matthew Lillard, although I naturally didn't know who was on the show that night.
Sure.
Tell you what the spluzers are good for. I get to find out who's on the show.
Yeah. As you drive
so
in.
I rolled my window. I saw him standing there waiting to get an autograph, and I said, well, it's not for me.
Well, first you think, oh, good, it's going to be a hot girl.
Yeah.
Because that's what those guys stand
there. Turns out it's a spazzy internet guy. And then, hey, what are you waiting for? I'm going to get a... Who are you getting? Who? Matthew Lillard. Oh, he's on tonight. All right, good enough. I got 3 minutes to figure it out. So then I come in here expecting to see Matthew Lillard, and it turns out not till Thursday.
Because the website hasn't been changed yet.
Right.
Which is shocking.
But... You can still get it. Was it HIV from the KROQ website?
No, that it didn't. They didn't change it to that.
That's right. We're still on anthrax.
Anthrax. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. All right. So tune in. Get anthrax. All right. It's time to play Germany or Florida, everybody. Now this game is just sweeping the country. Here's how it works, John. Every bizarre story emanates from either Germany or Florida. And I just mean if something royally effed up has gone on, somebody cut their toes off and fried them up and ate them, it happened in either Germany or Florida.
Okay.
Germany really is the Florida of Europe.
Huh.
And Florida is the Germany of the States. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, John.
No, me?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I met a guy from Germany once who would open beer bottles with his eye.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Germany.
Yeah.
It's
German.
It's very,
could have been
very,
Florida.
Very German of him.
Yeah. And
see, we'd go Germany just because the beer reference.
It was actually in Wyoming, and we'd make him do it over and over again. We couldn't figure out how he wasn't cutting himself.
Wow.
And he would just wedge it up in his skull and pop bottle tops.
I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the guy who's handy with a lighter, too, opening a bottle. You know, just uses the lighter, just uses the edge of the lighter, but he does it. He's fast, it's painless.
Yeah.
You know the best guy? The fridge, William Refrigerator Perry. He has I think it was like a Super Bowl ring.
Oh my
God. He's got a huge ring. First of all, he's got a hand, it's a mitt. It's a catcher's mitt. It's like a bear claw. You know, it's just a huge paw. And you give him your beer, and he just does this with it. Just takes his wedding ring, catches it on the lip, and just with one hand, it's like a big mitt, it's like a paw. You just slide, it's like sliding it into the Coke machine back, and then just pop. As long as I went fishing with him, so I drank like 30 beers. Fridge! Boom. Hands it right back. That's nice. That means it's a sort of alcoholic James Bond kind of move.
It just
means,
sure,
here's a guy you want to go camping with. Takes care of business, this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's his hands do his talking. All right.
All right, so Germany or Florida? Mike, line one.
Chris, you know where the fridge is? Oh, you do.
Who do you play for? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How could you miss him?
All right, let's... line one. Here we go. Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
26. Here we go. Germany or Florida?
All right. I actually got a few of them for you. I'll give you the first one. If you think it's good, maybe I'll give you another one.
All right.
First one. A woman has been charged with helping her two daughters murder their father. Amid suspicions, the family fed his body to their pet dogs, police said yesterday. Police confirmed press reports that the fiancé of one of the dead man's daughters had already confessed to bludgeoning him with a wooden board, slicing the man's body into pieces, and feeding it to the family's seven dogs.
Seven dogs.
Florida.
Mm.
Lots of little clues there.
Really? Wooden board?
Wooden board.
Do you have to say wooden? Did you say board?
Yeah, could say board.
It's right. It's not going to be a fiberglass board.
Yeah.
Lucite? No. All right, you got lots of clues. I didn't get many clues. Felt like Germany to me.
I was served first thing in Florida, and then I just flipped over to Germany.
Well, honestly, I was feeling Florida.
Seven dogs. Seven dogs.
Well, that's honestly...
We don't have to agree.
Yeah. It's good if we don't.
It's better. It's better. Go Florida. That's your gut?
Yeah.
Your gut says Florida.
Something says Germany to me.
Something says Germany, Drew. I'm going Germany, too. Mike, Germany or Florida?
You guys are geniuses. It's Germany.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Hey, you want another one?
Wait, another one. Another one.
Yeah,
all right. This one is going to be pretty pretty easy, but it's too good to pass up.
All right.
A man hit his girlfriend with a 3-foot alligator during an argument in the couple's mobile home.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's clearly Germany.
This is my new segment.
During a hurricane.
Yeah.
A new segment called Definitely Not a Jew. Gonna work that
out.
The
caller?
But I'm just that guy who hit the girlfriend.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Come on, buddy. I'm putting the finishing touches.
Well, the mic's not definitely not.
Well, Mike's definitely not a Jew too.
Yeah.
But this activity.
Yeah.
Just definitely not a Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit somebody with a reptile in a mobile home.
No, definitely not.
Which am I playing with these mobile homes? Because, again, a picture of the hurricanes blowing through the trailer park. A couple things. The president always has to tour the devastation. Mm. Do we really need him to tour the devastation?
That's nice.
I know it's nice, but... But here, okay, let me say this.
That started back with Reagan. Really, it did.
No. Look, it's nice. We get it. The refrigerator's now outside of the house. The roof's been torn off the chicken coop. Stuff's strewn about. Yes, this. See this slab here with the outline of the footing of the footprint of the house? That's where the house used to be. Fantastic. Everything's wet and strewn about. All I'm saying is how about you hit the White House, get a little work done? You're on the campaign trail, you're touring things. I don't need a guy who's constantly trying to get reelected and just sort of an ambassador. By the way, your brother Jeb's over there. Let him tour it. You got a computer, right? And one of those digital cameras. I'll flip it on CNN and see what's going on. You don't have to tour everything. And it's the same thing. I just wish a guy had to wave us to go, not as bad as I thought. I give it a 4. I've seen worse. What is it, category 2? Oh, no, 4? Wow, doesn't look that bad.
You should have been here during Andrew.
Those are the days. Yeah, we have twisters over in Texas. You know, those are bad. This is nothing. I'm not going to give you any money. And then he delivered it. It's always the same sort of return. We're going to pledge to help the people of Florida help themselves through funding. They declare it a disaster area. Did they ever they ever not do it? Show up and go, I wouldn't call it a disaster. Not good, not a disaster. This does not a disaster make. The Jewish president would say it that way. I'm just saying. Between the campaigning and the getting the office. Yeah. And by the way, I'm not a big fan of Bush or Kerry, really. But the idea that these guys start campaigning 2 years into the first term for the second term, does it bother anybody? Like, I got to hit the road. Hey, we got papers signed
like
here.
Clinton was one giant campaign, like an 8-year campaign.
They're just sort of rolling around, glad-handing people, kissing babies, going to factory workers and kissing their ass. Do we need... I just want them to get busy.
There's something to it, and I'll say that about Clinton. I mean, the thing is that he worked it smoothly. You know, it all kind of went towards the same thing. And one was sort of disguised as the other. But no, I get what you're saying about... the campaigning halfway in.
You got to show up at the home office every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You would think so.
I'd like that. I'd like him to go, I'd like one president to go, look, I wish I could go out and do this thing, take these photo ops and do all this, but I'm busy.
I got a stack of papers.
I got the inbox. Have you seen my inbox?
It's huge.
Wait, messages I had today?
Oh, man.
Pink slips?
There's countries you never even heard of. I got a-holes calling me from those places. And they got like sashes and crazy hats, and they want to call back.
Epaulettes?
Yeah, epaulettes. It's huge. All right. So here was my plan, Drew. The trailer park was surprised that the hurricane took a turn and got to that trailer park. Big surprise? Got to the trailer park? I think they seeked them out. And I had this idea. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's the same thing about the kid who attracts the beatings.
Yes, trailer parks attract hurricanes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. When you put wheels on your house and lift it 4 feet off the ground and put a swamp cooler on there and make it out of corrugated tin, you're asking for a 200-mile-an-hour wind to kill you.
Lifting is the operant word there.
Yeah. Yeah, you might...
Gotta get lifted.
You might as well just put a wing on top of it. Huh. It really should.
Big parachute or something.
Yeah. Here's the whole thing. I had this great plan where we take fake...
trailer parks?
Trailer parks, yeah, thanks, Joe. I know I was stumbling there. You know, when we were getting ready to invade Normandy, we had a bunch of fake tanks and stuff like that. They're just styrofoam.
Seriously?
They're not real.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, inflatable stuff. Yeah, we had to make them think we were, like, assembling a whole army at some other point of Calais or something, a Bay of Calais or whatever it was. Point is, we had German reconnaissance. They had to think we were putting all our troops over here when they were coming over there.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the army has a bunch of, like, inflatable tanks and all that stuff, right?
Interesting.
So We do that with mobile homes. We lead, and we lead it back out to sea.
Lead the storm, yeah.
Lead the storm out. Yeah, the storm is blowing by. Hey, I'm going to North Carolina. Uh-oh, wait a minute. What is this? I see trailer homes. I'm going to get in on some of this. More bang for your buck is a storm. You know what I mean? You don't blow yourself out on a skyscraper. You just devastate a trailer home. We lead them into a trap.
Yeah, yeah. You got to have a sort of a
styrofoam
path for hurricanes, but you have to dot the sort of Texas Oklahoma corridor for the tornadoes to stay within those dotted areas.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect.
Mm-hmm. You should just dedicate an island to it, to the island of nothing but mobile
homes. But then it'll leave it and move on. See, we need to be able to leave it and
go to the mainland. Yeah, but that's not a bad idea, John.
I'm just trying to contribute.
It's not a bad idea.
You know?
It's not.
Because I think it's pretty genius, actually.
It is.
Yeah, you're right.
I've heard much worse on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Much worse.
Oh, yes.
Claire?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yes, I am.
Maybe I should tell John about my ethnicity-sniffing dogs.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Let me tell you this. Hearing these stories about illegals coming over the Mexican border, but these guys are Al-Qaeda members. All right, we're worried that some of these radical fundamentalists are going to come over with they get the paperwork of the Spanish and Mexican surnames, and they pose as illegal Mexicans, in which case we leave them alone, basically, and they come into the country and they try to blow us up. This is going to be a problem for us coming in through Arizona and California, you know, Texas, all that stuff. So I thought to myself while I was driving the other day, how could we tell the difference? You know what I mean? If you got the paperwork, you know, if you're a dark-skinned man, you grow a mustache, you put on the outfit, who the hell's going to know? You got the paperwork, a dog would know. The dog could smell the difference. Dog could do it. I could train a dog. A dog could smell out, could go to the airport, could smell out the difference between, cocaine and gunpowder. Dog can smell anything out. Dog, you could take a joint, you can put it in a... put a packet full of coffee grounds and weld it into the fender of a car. Dog would smell that thing out. I could train a dog. I could train a dog on the sense that people have. And I bet each person from around the world, it's not a bad thing, but they got their own thing going.
Sure.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I train dogs to tell the difference, and then we get the Al-Qaeda guys. And it's right to Perfect. Guantanamo Bay, where the training of the dogs goes on, by the way.
Perfect.
Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good theory.
I take 12 dogs down to Guantanamo Bay, I take the other down to Alvera Street, and we do the testing.
Don't encourage him.
Do you understand?
Yes, we understand.
I do, actually.
It's good, right?
Yeah. Strong. It's pretty good.
It could work, yes?
It could.
It just might work.
It could.
Is it crazy enough to work or not quite crazy enough to work?
I think it's crazy enough to work. Do I think it can be subverted? Yes.
How do they get around it?
I think that if you spend enough time in Mexico, you can maybe adopt the...
Eat enough of that food?
Sure, why not? Whatever. The air, you know?
Like a guy rubs himself down with a churro before he goes in to see the dog?
No. Because I think that can be seen through. That's like the coffee grounds and the cocaine. But I'm saying if you spend enough time there, you know, whatever's in the air, whatever contributes to that.
Interesting.
It could.
It might.
I do think it's crazy enough to work.
It's just crazy enough to work. Not too crazy. Too crazy? Crazy. Not crazy enough
just
to work.
Just crazy enough.
That's just an just outlandish idea, enough. But just crazy enough to work. All right, I'm gonna need you, John, because I'm going to start doing some tests.
Claire, all
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go. You guys ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay, I got the depo shot about 5 months ago, and it's when I was sexually active, which I'm not anymore. So I didn't go get my other shot after 3 months. But ever since I was supposed to get my shot, to say about 2 months ago, I've been bleeding irregular, about off and on for about 2 months, and not on a normal basis.
You didn't bleed the whole first three months?
No, not at all. Like just a few spot bleedings, but not that much at all.
Yeah, that's most women bleed the first 3 months continuously, and then have nothing after that. They stop bleeding after that.
Oh,
that's the way. So it definitely the depo completely changes your period. So that's undoubtedly what it is. And you may need to get on some estrogen-containing pill to get things cycling again.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck.
Dogs can tell when chicks are on their period, right?
Can they?
They can.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a hard one for them.
That's a layup.
Yeah.
That's easy, right?
Yeah.
That ain't no big thing.
No.
All right, Drew. Where are you going, buddy?
Sitting up.
All right. Drew's falling asleep. What'd you do? Get up early?
No, I was awake all night.
Really?
Remember last time I was saying I'd slept for 10 days? Never hadn't slept in years. Been getting up early, going to hospitals and stuff. Then I proceeded to sit up all night last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew was in a bad way last night.
Yeah.
He was in a funk. What were you thinking about? Life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a strange kind of...
What did you do? Did you just lay in bed or did you get up?
I was thinking about, I'm doing a thing for Discovery Health, and I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God.
You got to shut down, Drew. You got to wind down.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Yeah.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, brother. Hey, that's one friend to another friend.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, man. Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay. You need?
Are you cool?
Are you holding? Do you got something? You need something? Are you cool?
No, I'm cool.
You got something at home?
No.
You got a bottle in the car?
Oh, good.
I got two bottles. One for the ride home.
And one for me.
One for you.
Oh, cool.
You hold?
I'm cool.
All right. I'll give it to you in the French kiss way. So we transfer. All right. Hey, John Hensley here tonight. Everyone, nip tuck. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. Yeah. Pop me up, brother. That's Dr. Drew. Of course. 1-800-LOVE-191. Matthew Lillard in here at the end of the week. John Hensley from Nip Tuck in tonight, 10 o'clock on FX. FX coming around, by the way. Yeah, got the Shield. What else they got brewing over there?
A little
there?
Bit. They got that, and they got this new show, Rescue Me.
Yeah.
Is Monk on FX? Show. Is that...
No, I think that's on... I could be wrong, but I think USA.
Oh,
I think.
That's right, you're right.
You know, these little sort of cable stations that used to just run Iron Eagle 5 at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, get doing their own shows. Got some budgets. Got a little profanity. Yeah, everyone loves The Shield, by the way. I've not seen it, but people say amazing things
about
it.
It's a good show.
Bill?
Yeah, hi.
You're 26?
Yeah.
All right, sex is great with girlfriend. At first, then learns about emotional problems. Huh? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, not just this girlfriend. This is the latest one. But this has been like a pattern, man. I don't know.
You keep going for women that have been abused.
Yeah, God almighty. I don't know. I wonder what a normal woman's like. But, you know, I have great sex, and then later on I find out...
Well, you don't get the great sex.
You got to remember, this is the only variable you have any control over is you, and you keep becoming attracted to, or at least responding to the attraction to the emotional problems.
Yeah, but I don't know about their emotional problems.
I know, forms the attraction.
If you're attracted to them, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, you don't go for women that you're so terribly attracted to. Go for something not quite so exciting.
Find someone you can't get an erection with. That's love.
I'm afraid that they're not going to be exciting to me, and they'll be boring.
Well, that's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing. Exciting is an interesting word, which is you should obviously be physically attracted to anybody you're with, but the exciting part, the sort of danger part, that's the part that burns you.
Yeah.
That gets you in the ass down the
road.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like John. We could hang.
we could team up with some steer.
Me and John. No, me and John just be driving. I'm feeling like Mexican for lunch. What do you think, brother?
Yeah.
100%.
100%. I'm with you.
You're reading my mind.
You really are.
Yeah. Bro.
You really are. But no, I think there's a lot of truth to that about being drawn to people and not knowing why and always finding out very similar things about
them. Listen, attraction is the least healthy part of one person being responding to the most screwed up part of another person.
But
that's what attraction is. It's powerful as hell. It's a source of passion and renewal. And for some people, it can be, if it's kind of contained, it can be okay. But if you keep having messed up relationships, or you know you've had major abuse in your past, you're going to have to be very careful.
Let me tell you about containing Drew's passion, because he's a passionate, passionate man. And Drew had his passion in check. Like, remember when they captured King Kong and they chained him up and they put him on the boat and they brought him over?
Yeah, but what happened?
The photographers, the flashbulbs set him off and pow, chains started breaking out. Now passion on the loose, running wild, climbing buildings. Grabbing chicks, like that big ape was into a chick that would have been really the equivalent to the size of a tongue depressor to us. Like, I feel some boobie. I wish you was in that skirt. But really, is there any part of that giant ape that could have got up that chick?
But it must be some sort of arousing, sort of fantasy for women.
I think it was just fantasy for guys. Like, he's getting raped by a giant ape. It's great.
I know, but...
This is great. Brian?
Yes.
25?
Yes, sir.
You're gay and you're HIV positive.
Yeah.
And you had cancer.
Yes.
What kind of cancer?
It was testicular. Yeesh. I spread to the lower lymph nodes and into my lung.
This was before you had HIV or as part of the HIV
syndrome?
3 months
after I found out I had HIV.
Wow. Do you know what kind of cell type it was?
Pardon?
Do you know what kind of cell type it was?
No.
Cell type? Was it cured?
I'm in remission almost 3 years.
Okay. All right.
3 years. And what? How's it connected to the HIV? Or how could it be?
Well,
no, it's not. It's
probably not. Just bad times.
I'm just in a testicle.
But let's say that to the extent that cancer is perhaps able to break out as a result of impaired immune surveillance, maybe it has something to do with that, but that's
right.
About it.
Surveillance?
Yeah, your immune system theoretically keeps cancer if it ever develops.
It kills it before it breaks out. It's on patrol.
Yeah.
But and you get the HIV and the patrol breaks out.
That's, it's not really a T-cell mediated thing.
So now you got HIV.
Right.
And how long have you had that?
April 2001.
And how's the T-cell count?
It's almost 700.
Oh. Okay. How's that, Drew?
Mm-hmm. Viral's undetectable.
Mm-hmm. Good. Uh-huh. That's good.
That's good. T-cell count, not great, though.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm very healthy. You know, I just live my life normally, but I have, like, no sex drive.
Are you on a cocktail?
Trizivir and Sestiva.
So that may be screwing with your sex drive, right?
Right. I mean, testosterone level's fine. I mean, I had my doctor check all that, but it's just, you know, here I am on a Saturday night, and it's like I'd rather just go to a movie than, you know, I've been on dates. I've had, you know.
Now, let me ask this. Do you date other HIV guys, or you just have regular guys and you just tell them?
Both. I mean, I won't have sex with someone without telling them.
No, zero viral load, so it's hard to be really essentially non-contagious.
You're not contagious?
Well, not contagious, but, you know, limited contagion.
What are you on? You're on a Festiva? What do you got there? It's like a party on there.
It's antiviral.
What's the other one called?
Trizivir. It's a 3-in-1.
What's the other one?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you're on a couple.
Right, the Trizivir is a 3-in-1 drug, and the other one's Festiva. Or Trizivir, I'm sorry.
I keep saying the one that doesn't sound like the one I'm saying.
The one that sounds like Festiva?
Yeah. What's that called?
Trizivir.
Don't say, okay, now I'm hanging up.
All right, anyway, listen, Brian, these medicines can definitely affect your sex drive without affecting testosterone, as really any medication can. You may want to talk to a doctor. Sometimes antidepressants, particularly adrenergic antidepressants like Wellbutrin might be of use. Viagra, because with men, if you get them aroused, their desire goes with arousal.
Yep, that's what I got now.
So that's why that doesn't work in women. Arousal and desire are disconnected. Viagra doesn't do anything for women.
All right, good times.
I'm glad. Keep it up, Brian. You're doing great. Just
fantastic.
Keep going.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's the end of the show. We're just talking a little about AIDS drugs and stuff. And the next time some of you left-wingers start bellyaching about these big pharmaceutical companies and how they're raping everybody and the prices and the man and all that kind of stuff, AIDS. Guys got it. Guys are living. Huh?
It was when I was in training, it was a death sentence.
We'll figure that one out.
3 months death sentence.
Aren't you guys in your Birkenstocks, huh? Rubbing a piece of driftwood up against a rock,
hugging your trees,
herbs.
With your dream catchers, or was it the man? The man with his chemicals and his microscopes and his white jackets. Yes, everybody, the man figured it out. Don't forget to thank the man every once in a while. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
It was an honor to be here with you guys. I've been a big fan of your show for a long time.
Thank you. I'm glad we could end that for you.
Good deal.
Nip Talk, everyone, Tuesday nights on FX. Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.